This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3838, for Wednesday, the 19th of April, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Biking to Work. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 13 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, emergency show, John Culp records an episode while riding his bicycle to work.
Oh dear, something has gone terribly wrong if you're hearing this show. This is an emergency show, and so that means the HPR queue has gotten dangerously low. If you'd like to help out, then please consider recording a show. Email admin@hackerpublicradio.org for more information. Please help us out, or else you're going to be stuck with more shows like this one. Bye. Hey, just a quick word about the recording you're about to hear. I used an app on my phone called HiQ MP3 Recorder, and one of the things I talked about while I was recording was the fact that I couldn't control the input level, and I was hoping that it would sound okay. And I just want to say that it sounded really, really good, in my opinion. When I opened it up in Audacity, the waveforms were consistently strong. And I had put it through quite a lot of different scenarios, from a very noisy situation on the street and riding along on a bicycle with wind blowing, and then ending up in my office where it was nice and quiet. And the sound quality was consistently good. A little side note here, I've been poking around in the HiQ MP3 recorder settings, and this thing I'm recording right now, I'm using what they call an experimental feature, recording to FLAC instead of to MP3. And so I'm curious to see how that's going to sound. I'm not using the same microphone right now that I used when I was riding my bike. This is my slightly more expensive Sony stereo mic. I think it was about $20 or something. So it's a little nicer than the $2 microphone, but still. I think this shows that you can make a pretty nice recording with just a phone. And really lowers the barrier for as far as recording episodes for HPR. So anyway, I hope you enjoy hearing the recording that is immediately following. Bye. Are we recording? Looks like it. Okay. Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm doing a little bit of a different kind of recording today. I'm going to try to record while I'm riding my bicycle to work. Just walking out of my house now, out to my shed where I keep my bike. And I'm riding my bicycle because you may have heard a couple of my episodes in the past where I walked to work and talked while I was walking. I could still walk, but it would take a lot longer now, because they have closed off the little bridge that ever since I've lived in this house has served as a shortcut to get to campus. My house backs right up on the campus of the university where I teach, kind of on the edge of the campus, but nevertheless, we have always been able to walk through the apartment complex parking lot and then across a little bridge and be on campus. Well, they've closed it off because now they say that the bridge is unsafe. The city has closed it down, saying that the pilings, which are made of wood, are unsafe, and that at any moment during a heavy storm, which we get kind of frequently here, all the rushing water could wash away the pilings and hurt people. So they've closed off the bridge, and there's no indication as yet of when or if they're going to replace it or repair it. So instead of walking like I did sometimes, I'm pretty much riding my bicycle every time because now I have to go all the way to the end of the street and around, and it adds, I don't know if it's twice the distance, but it's pretty close to twice as far as I used to have to go to get to my office. Okay, I'm on my bike now, riding down my street, and I'm using, one of the things that prompted me to try this was after I did my episode about, I think it was the one about headphones, anyway, the one where I introduced the $2 mic, which I'm using right now, by the way. I think it was Lord Drakenblut emailed me and said that he had bought some of those $2 mics on my recommendation, but then when he tried to use it on his phone, it didn't work because he plugged it in, and you know, the phone connection is for headphones and a microphone, and he mentioned that he was going to try to get one of these little adapters that would split that audio output from the phone into a headphone jack and a mic jack. And I thought, man, what a great idea. I'm going to get one too. So I ordered one, and it finally came a couple of days ago. I think it must have been coming from China or something because it took forever to get here. Okay, I'm at the end of the street. You can probably hear the traffic now. I have to go out to this one main road and ride down this main road for maybe 200 yards. It has a bicycle lane, but as you can hear, cars and trucks are going really fast right next to me, so I don't like staying on this road any longer than I have to. I'm going to accelerate a little bit here. Coming up to the turn where I can get onto campus, and should be a little less noisy starting right about now after I turn onto campus. So anyway, I got the adapter in the mail and I'm using it now. It's plugged in to my phone and I've got my $2 microphone plugged into the microphone side of the adapter. And then I've got my $2 microphone clipped onto my shirt about, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches below my chin. So I think it should sound okay. One thing I don't like about recording on the phone is that I have no control over the input volume. I'm using an app called HiQ MP3 Recorder, which does high quality MP3 recordings. And it does pretty well. I don't think the Android platform supports any kind of adjustments of input volume. It does everything automatically. And I have not seen any apps that will allow you to adjust it. Okay, I'm making a turner into our... I do a little shortcut. Once I get onto campus, I do a little shortcut through the parking garage so that I can get over to another street. And I don't like to ride on any of the big sidewalks if I can help it because there are a lot of pedestrians and I don't want to scare them or crash into them or anything. Almost through the parking garage. And out I go. Man, look at the lineup of cars waiting to get into the parking garage. Got on a skateboard coming at me. Managed not to hit each other. That's good. Never seen such a lineup of cars here for this. I wonder what's up. I don't think I'm late for class or anything. I've got a class at 9 o'clock, and I think right now it's about 8:30. But maybe that's about right. I'm gonna sneak past here. Cars lined up in the road waiting to get into the parking garage driveway. Okay, I'm almost to school now. Almost to my office. It'll actually be quicker going this way on the bicycle than it was to walk using the shortcut. And I hope the wind noise isn't too bad. The $2 microphone does have a windscreen, but I'm not sure how effective it is when you're on a bicycle. It seemed to be pretty good when you're walking, but I'm going a lot faster on a bike than I do on foot. Anyway, oh, I was talking about how you can't adjust the volume input level. On my Zoom, I never use the auto recording level. I always like to adjust it manually, or else you end up with a recording where it sounds like you're constantly zooming in and out. But I don't have that option on the phone, so hopefully it'll sound okay. Okay, I'm at the corner now waiting to cross to my building. And here we go. Crossing the street. Up the curb. Big truck on the left. And crossing the courtyard to the music building. Smoothly off the bike and up the stairs. I've got this down. I should make a video showing how to get into a building with a bike. Open with the left hand, hold it open with the heel in the door.
Morning.
Good morning. How's it going today?
Pretty good.
All right. I think I'll probably end up cutting out just about all of that, except for maybe my greeting with my colleague, our choral director, because our conversations about departmental stuff is not necessarily appropriate for a podcast. But anyway, I'm at work, and I might as well finish the thought about the audio recording. The Zoom and many recorders are capable of doing what they call the auto level, where it will automatically adjust the input level according to how loud the sounds are that are coming in. And in some circumstances, that can be really good. Like if you're trying to record a meeting, maybe, where you're at like 10 people around a conference table and you get the recorder right in the middle. Well, you're probably going to want to do the auto leveling there because some people are going to speak quietly and some are going to be loud and they're going to be different distances from the microphone. And so the auto recording, the auto level might be appropriate there. I don't usually like it if I've got a microphone clipped to my shirt like I have right now. But on a phone, at least as far as I've seen, there's no way to adjust the input level. So you have to trust the auto leveling. So hopefully it'll be okay. I might be able to fool around with it a little bit in post-production as well. But I think I'm going to just kind of see how it goes as it is. It might end up being really, really good. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to go so far as excuse me, a recent contributor who did beginning to end on the phone, where he did the upload from the phone and the show notes on the phone and all that. I think I'm going to dump it off to my laptop and do the post-production work and all that stuff. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed hearing me ride my bicycle to work. Maybe this will be one of those emergency episodes where if the queue gets just too low, then you get stuck with this. But anyway, thanks for listening. I will talk to you later. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.